So much to get used to now. Being married, boy. My friends are different. You know, most of my friends are married now. My friends that I grew up with, you know, our discussions have changed. And, you know, when we were single, we all get together. It's always stories of conquest. Now we're all married. What the hell are we gonna talk about? Guess what, guys? I nailed my wife again last night. Oh, that's three times this month. She's a hoe. We got one guy in our gang. He's 42 years old. He's never been married. He's always come back with stories for us. We're all sitting there. The other day he comes back. He goes, guess what, fellas? I slept with a 22-year-old. Oh, was she hot? She was all over me. I go, really? Really think she's bragging to her friends right now? Like she was with her friends going, guess what? I met this guy. Oh, he used to have hair on his head. Now it's on his back. Like her friends are going, no way. Does he have a belly? But another friend got married. And we took him out for his bachelor party. What a weird custom. That's the night where your best friends try to kill you. We're like, here, eat this, snort this, shoot this. You throw him on the front lawn. Here's your future husband. Oh, is he drunk? You can always tell when people get drunk, they become the woo people. You know what I mean? That alcohol, it's at certain levels, like, woo!
I'm fucked up.
It's the woo people. That's a strange word, the word woo. It means the same thing in any language. You could go anywhere. Go over to China. Woo! Oh, fucked up. It's a universal word. I was in India. Woo, I am very, very fucked up.
Yes, I am very fucked up. I'm to lose my vegetables.
So we took him out for his bachelor party. Of course, we went to a strip club, which is a weird custom, too. It's like, you finally met the woman of your dreams, a woman you can't live without. Now, here's some naked chicks. That's like taking a guy with a bypass to a barbecue.
Sorry to hear about your heart there, Bob. Spare rib?
Of course, they call them gentlemen's clubs. There are no gentlemen in a gentleman's club. You will not see Sean Connery walking in a white tuxedo.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely brassiere. Bring your ass close to my face. Shake it, don't stir.
Gentlemen's clubs. It's Earl from Jiffy Lube blowing his paycheck on a lap dance. But I'm going to tell you, ladies, why men go to these things. They go for the visual stimulation. That's how men get stimulated visually. My wife, like most women, is not into the visuals. She does not want to see me in a pair of Crocs boxer shorts. I know because I tried it. I cut a hole in my underwear. Honey, is that doing it for you?
Hey, who let the dogs out? Hey, check it out, my penis helicopter.
You are so busted, you showed her the penis helicopter. She looked right at him. How did he know about the penis helicopter? Did you show him the video? You are so busted, bro. He showed you the penis helicopter, right? He thought he was so inventive. Now, guys will do shit with their peckers. We think it amuses you. Did he ever take his whole package and tuck it back by his ass? See what it looked like as a woman. Hey, baby, what's missing? Look at that. Hey, I got a mangina. Look at me. Hey, check it out. I am the Gina Man. Look at that, that's a bowl of fruit back there, look at that. Has he done that one? Get the one. Get out of here. He's a war. He's going, I can't believe you told him. I can't believe she did either. I've never done it. I saw it on Silence of the Lambs. Don't turn around. The whole place is looking at you right now. Turn around, vagina man! Look at all the women right now. Honey, you do that, I'll kill you. I don't want to see the mangina. Now, women don't like that, do you? I think women get turned on by hearing nice things. My wife, I swear, she can hear I love you 10, 15 times a day, and she never gets sick of it. I had to learn how to do that. That's not easy for me. I'm task-oriented, huh? I'm like, I love you. Until further notice. I told you I love you 2 weeks ago. It's still good today.